I just want you to know that if you spend years and years as a waiter, you too can carry the baptismal font all the way up here without spilling. Thought of it as a cup of coffee. It was perfect. Good morning. How are you?
Tired.
Tired. Every Sunday you're exhausted. Well, I want to wish you a happy Easter morning there on Sunday morning. I'm glad that you're here. So, St. Paul had some things to say today that I want to talk about a little bit. Have you ever had a time when you felt like maybe you were not liked? Maybe your friends sort of didn't want anything to do with you? You're nodding your head rather, yes. A time maybe when your brother treated you poorly or someone else was, you know, not nice to you. How did it feel? Pretty bad. Yeah, that's a great answer. It's pretty bad. Anytime, like Sam, everybody likes Sam. You never had any problems like that, do you? No, I didn't think so. Yeah. Yeah, I sure have. I've just had times when I felt like somebody didn't really want me to be around or didn't like me or whatever. And I had a hard time sometimes remembering that they didn't get to make up my life. You know, Jesus did something for you two that kind of bound us all together. Even though people are always trying to pull us apart sometimes. Sometimes people don't like us because of the color of our skin or maybe what we believe or what we don't believe. Maybe you stood up for someone that was unpopular or they didn't like you because of that. All of those things can happen, but God has given you a gift that I bet you hardly even remember. It was a long, long time ago. I'd sing a song from the 70s, but I won't. It was a long, long time ago. Something happened to you. It was a gift that was given to you that said to you, no matter what anyone else says, you are beloved of God. Now, can any of you remember what that gift might have been? Was it a free coffee cup? No. Was it a piece of paper that said, hey, you guys are beloved of God? No. Was it a lollipop? Although I think that would have been a nice thing too. You can't think of anything that someone might have given you that reminded you always that you were a child of God? A little hint here. Oh, baptism! That could have been it. Yeah, baptism, water. I love this. Every Sunday, you get to be baptized again. We make the sign of the cross on our forehead that remind us that no matter what anyone says or does or believes, you are a beloved child of God. And it binds all of us together like a big, giant God hug. It's pretty awesome. And it's not just on Sundays when we get to play in the water, which should be every Sunday. It's every day. Every day you can wake up and swing your legs off your bed and say, well, no matter what else happens today, I'm going to remember I'm baptized by God. And I'm going to go like this. And get my, now I won't be able to do my sermon because my glasses have water on them, but it'll be okay. We got us a God hug. Because you two, and incidentally, all of those old people out there, and a couple of young ones, and some other kinds of folks, are all beloved of God. So every day, I hope, certainly every Sunday, come in and remember, oh yeah, there's my God hug. It's right there, and it's yours always, and no one can take it away. So, since Carol so wonderfully put these flowers in here, I think you should each have one to remind you of your baptism. Thanks. You guys can go back to your places. Thanks so much.